the Boulder City Podcast, where we interview the unique personalities in Nevada's most fascinating small town. Our guest today is Dr. Dawn Green, the president of the Sunrise Rotary Club. Boulder City is fortunate to have two great Rotary Clubs that serve the community in a variety of different ways. The Sunrise Rotary has several missions throughout the year that contribute to its signature event, the Boulder City High School All-Night Graduation Party. Sunrise holds the Wurstfest every September to help fund the party, and Green explains how that happens. But Sunrise also helps stage the Damboree, Boulder City's celebration of Independence Day, featuring a parade, pancake breakfast, fireworks, and more. This year is the 74th edition of the Damboree. Green also explains the history of the Sunrise and how to become a member. The Boulder City Podcast is sponsored by the Emerald Island Casino and the Rainbow Club Casino in downtown Henderson, where slot players are treated like royalty. Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast. My guest today is Dawn Green, the president of the Sunrise Rotary Club. Thank you for joining us, Dawn.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
So, I'd be remiss not to talk about the Rotary Club before we talk about the Damboree.
Okay. The
Rotary, is a great service vehicle here in Vegas in Boulder City. So why don't you give us a little background of the Rotary Club and what's the difference between the Boulder City Rotary and the Sunrise Rotary?
We started off with one Rotary Club, and it was the Boulder City Rotary Club, and it met at lunchtime. So it was difficult for business people who maybe had to go into Vegas be at a lunchtime meeting. And Bert Hansen decided to start the new club, and it started at 7 a.m.
Right.
So we have a breakfast meeting at 7 a.m., and our motto is service above self, and we try to do everything that this community needs and help in any way that we can.
Great. Well, you've been involved in it for a long time. So, what are some of the things that it's done down through the years for the city?
Well, the number one thing is our all-night grad party, where we try to make sure that the kids that graduate don't die that night.
Right.
And that's coming up tomorrow.
Great.
So after they get off the graduation field, they come out to the old rec center. We check them in, and we keep them busy until about 5 a.m.
Right. Well, I know that on a personal basis, because two of my three children went through that when they graduated from high school, and it was a great thing. You take them down to, I think that year you took them to the Circus amusement park down there, and a bunch of other places on the way.
We do that. We also have done top sports over on the freeway,
right?
And we've gone to GameWorks, though that's closed,
right?
And we even had them writing music and performing their song.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how the class is, and it's all a secret, and no one will know about it until tomorrow when they're there.
Great. Well, yeah, you also issue some scholarships that night. Explain how that works.
Well, at one time we had a car, but that was only one big winner, and now we have different levels where we'll have a grand prize winner of $5,000, and then there's some $2,500. Mm-hmm. And every single kid should walk away with about $100.
Wow, that's great. So are the names picked from a hat, or is
it's a drawing.
Okay, great. That sounds like a lot of fun. So tell us how the Rotary raises money to do all the good things that you do.
It's the Wurst Festival.
Okay.
And it's the last Saturday of every September, and we sell bratwurst, and we sell beer, and we have a silent auction and a live auction. And all the proceeds from that fund our entire year of everything that we need to give.
Well, that is a great event. I love going there. It's one of those best-kept secrets of Boulder City type of thing.
It is. I even bought a Volkswagen last year.
I remember that. I was jealous. I like that one. So how do you decide what to spend it on? I guess the night out is a good one to see, but there's other things you do as well.
Well, we supported the gardens this year. So we have a high school garden that special ed kids grow their own vegetables, go to the grocery store, buy food, plan a meal, and serve it to a faculty member. And that's part of their learning basic skills.
Yeah.
And we have Martha P. King Garden that's amazing, and that's third, fourth, and fifth graders. And they help us plant it, and they learn about it. We have STEM and STEAM education programs with those gardens. Community Outreach Garden that's over at the Reflection Park, that also we support. And we have a Peace Garden at Garrett Junior High.
Okay.
So all those things have to be maintained. We go out there and clean it up and replant and try to get the education system set up so that the kids learn something more than just showing up to school.
Okay. Do you have some experts who are members of the Rotary that, that help them out with this stuff?
Quite a few. Yeah. Michelle Gemmel, mm-hmm. She now has her own store down on Main Street, okay. But she was amazing at teaching us how to do the gardening.
Okay.
And we also have Cheryl Waits, that's the director of the community garden, and she has a college degree in horticulture. Mm. So we've got experts that help, so. And then we're just the little minions that help plant.
Right. Yeah, you just do what they tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you become a member of the Rotary if you want to get involved in this?
Ask.
Yep.
You know, it's if you want to be a member, ask. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you give your time and your efforts. It's mainly different service things, working at food banks, out at the lake picking mm-hmm. up trash. We have our own road that we're sponsoring down on the way to the lake.
Okay.
And now we help with lend a hand and just about anything that's needed. Emergency aid, we supply money there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a list of things that you do on your website, and it's a pretty extensive list. I mean, you're involved with a lot of the school and the recreational sports in town, mm-hmm. you know, the DARE program, you know, community choir, a whole bunch of things like that. The Boulder Dam Hotel, I mean, you know, yeah. That's obviously an important part of the city.
We're really proud of breaking the cycle,
mm-hmm.
to be able to change someone's life and make it for the better, that they can then become a useful citizen. And that Judge Miller does an amazing job mm-hmm. of helping them get there, making sure that they get their high school diploma, right. that they get a bank account, that they get a job,
mm-hmm.
and they get housing, that they're not just flopping on somebody's couch.
Right, right.
And it's amazing what we can do, and Judge Miller has been amazing.
Yeah, he's definitely an asset for the community, for sure. Visit the Rainbow Club and Emerald Island Casinos for award-winning dining and the best selection of the newest video reel games, video keno, and video poker. Recognized by the Las Vegas Review Journal's Best of Las Vegas Awards, Emerald Island Casino has been voted Best Video Poker, Best Paying Slots, Best Henderson Casino, Best Henderson Restaurant, Best Locals Casino Valleywide, Best Breakfast, Best Coffee Shop, and Best Diner. Rainbow Club's new restaurant, Triple B, was also voted Best Burger and Best Brunch. Emerald Island Casino and Rainbow Club Casino, where slot players are treated like royalty. So talk about the Nambury. Obviously, this is a big thing in Boulder City. Now, it's run actually under the auspices of the city, correct?
The city does help with that, and uh-huh. they do help with some funding for right. the fireworks. This is the 74th annual this year.
Wow.
And it started with the American Legion,
mm-hmm.
and the Miss Boulder City was actually the person who sold the most raffle tickets.
Right.
And she was, the first one was a cocktail waitress at Railroad Pass.
Wow.
It then changed into a high school scholarship program, mm-hmm. and I got to run that for a little while.
Right.
But the fireworks are amazing.
Yeah.
Every time that I see it, I just think, oh my goodness, you know, it's 30 minutes of nonstop explosions in the air, and
sure.
you think, how can you afford that?
Yep.
Well, the parking helps,
yep.
the beer proceeds,
mm-hmm.
the city contributions, and yep. also we have donation jugs around the city where you can just, if you have 50 cents to give us,
sure.
we'll mm-hmm. take it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the starts off with the parade, obviously. The July 4th parade is pretty legendary here in Boulder City. I see on there's an application to put your organization into the parade. How many floats and organizations do you
it
have?
It depends on the year. This
right.
year is the political year, so we're
right.
going to have a lot more, though we do have competition with Summerlin.
Okay.
So that takes some of our politicians.
Right.
But we start them off by helping with the pancake breakfast that okay. the noon Boulder City Club
mm-hmm.
sponsors
okay.
where they serve pancakes and it's a donation, and we get those politicians out there serving pancakes, mixing them, giving juice, whatever, and that starts it off. And then 9 a.m. we have a flyover by biplanes,
okay.
and it's a club that's here in Boulder City that is beautiful. They're going to make three passes down Main Street,
wow.
and that's going to start the parade.
Okay, great. And so everybody lines the parade route, I imagine. Is it
mm-hmm.
is the same parade route as the Christmas parade?
Same one.
Okay.
It gets a little scary down by the pool.
Yeah.
because we have two sections of the parade. The first one is non-water, so nothing.
Right.
And then the second half is the water entries.
Okay.
And I heard that someone from Boulder City Rotary was trying to get a water truck.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens with that. I know Bob Miller's son had a water truck a few years, and that squirted back the kids that were with the squirt guns. And no water balloons at all this year, though.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely none. We had some people freezing them, and it was like getting hit with a rock.
Sure, yeah. That's
and we crazy. Don't like being targets in the parade.
No, definitely not. But that's, you know, given the heat on the July 4th holiday period, that probably feels great as you're going down the street.
As long as it's not being thrown.
Right.
Yeah, as long as it's squirt guns, it feels good.
Right, right. Great. Great. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So, and then when you get down, is there anything between the parade and the fireworks then?
Yes. At the high school, we have that entire field that's around the swimming pool.
Okay.
And there'll be some food vendors. Mm-hmm. And the beer booth will be there, and there's usually high school reunions where there'll be different classes that will gather there on the 4th of July. And it's really fun to see some of your old classmates.
Great, great. And, of course, a lot of people come from outside of Boulder City to come to see the fireworks. I mean, do you have an estimate of how many people come from outside of Boulder City?
There's a lot. The park is filled.
Yeah.
We figure there's about 10,000 people there.
Mm-hmm. And people, but again, also park down in the desert also, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to pay to get in.
Right.
If
you
want to park down in the desert, you can.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $20 entrance fee.
Right.
And with that, that helps pay for the next year's fireworks.
Okay. And with the park filled, you must make enough almost for the next year's fireworks.
We do pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. Great, great. Well, obviously, with the election year, you're expecting more of the politicians. You're expecting greater people this year just because, you know, the pandemic is wound down and people want to really celebrate this year?
I think so. Everyone wants to get out.
Right. Yeah, I think so, for sure. Where can people learn more about the events that are going on?
Well, for the parade itself, you go to www.bcnv.org, and you can get your application for the parade, and it's a $15 entry. And then if you wanted to park at Veterans Park in an RV, there's spaces available, and it's $200 to park there. You load in on the 3rd of July, and you have to leave by 7 a.m. on the 5th. There is a $100 refundable deposit, so that if you've torn up our grass or left trash or something, you may not get your whole deposit back.
Right.
But that's quite a deal to be able to sit there in the middle of the fireworks.
For sure. No question about it. And sit in the comfort of your RV or on the roof. Even
on the
better,
roof.
Right?
Yes.
Well, great. Well, Dawn, congratulations on you know, putting this together all these years and all the stuff the Rotary does for the city. Again, the Sunrise Rotary Club is a really important organization in town. So congratulations to you and all the members, because there are some really high-level members who are longtime members of the community here, and they've done a great job.
And you'll see Boulder City Rotary serving beer at Veterans Park 4th of July night.
Okay, great. We'll go down and buy a cup, buy you around then, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the Boulder City Podcast, and thanks to Boulder City Social for helping us to disseminate the program. If you or anyone you think may be an interesting guest for the podcast, please contact me at rogergross@comcast.net. So we'll see you next time on the Boulder City Podcast.